Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. On this week's episode, Nick and I talk about Beguile, Half Acre's new brewery in Bowmanville, Alaskan Brewing coming to Chicago, and then we dive into some of the events coming up this weekend, including the 312 Block Party. All that and more on this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, it's going to cork pop out, boop, and it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And, you know, I was all set, Nick, to drink some, you know, beers that warm you up. And the weather here in Chicago has taken a turn on me.
Man, here we are, man. What do we got here? We got Lupita and the Three Kings from Fire Rabbit. I feel like this is our first Fire Rabbit beer in a long time, maybe ever on the show?
A long time. I think we did the Paletas a while ago. But, yeah, not a lot because I don't see their stuff very often.
Right on. Yeah, this is one of the large format bottles. So this is a quad with cherries, candy pineapple, cinnamon, and orange peel.
Mm-hmm. And it says on here it's brewed for it's around the holiday season. It's a holiday celebration. So, which made me think this beer is kind of old, or at least it's spanning December through January. That's the Three Kings is a nod to the Latin American winter holidays.
Okay.
So, yeah, not having a date code or anything makes me think this was last year's beer, but it's a 10% Belgian quad. Like a year or 8 months isn't gonna be that big of a deal on it.
For sure. Yeah, the cherry is certainly there. And I always like a quad. We had Saint Bernardus on a few weeks ago. I mean, I feel like any time's a good time for a quad.
So. Yeah. All right. Sounds good. So we're gonna sip on this. It could get kind of silly as we get down through this bottle here. But we got some easy drinking, buckle down Oktoberfest to back up here.
Very cool.
All right. So every week we dive into some of the events that we went to, give you a little recap, and then we talk about some of the ones coming up. So let's dive into this past week. You were leaving here after recording.
Yes.
To go drink some Alaskan beer.
Yeah, man. Alaskan guys are in town, courtesy of Lakeshore Beverage. Mm-hmm. You know, it was at the place, it was at Frontier Chicago. And it's in Wicker Park, or maybe Noble Square, right?
Yeah, it's more Noble Square. Yeah.
And I wanted to get down there because the last time I was there was the day that Prince died.
You know?
And I was like, it was a Kettle One. We talked about it a little bit. It was a Kettle One caviar vodka lunch, like some really whacked out.
Oh, I remember.
Madman shit,
about
right?
That. Okay.
Yeah, and we're all like going through our thing, and then everything stops. And like Prince died. That's the last time I've been there. So they big game like
meats
is their thing, right? So the Alaskan guys are there. Dude, this was a party and a half, man. This place was completely fucking packed on like a Tuesday at like 6 o'clock, right? Everybody's there and enjoying all the beers. They actually bought like 7 of their beers, whatever the max number is.
Okay.
They had 2 different taps, one on nitro. I started with, there was the smoke porter that was 2016 and 2012 on.
Oh, so they did have it. I know we talked about them not having it.
Yeah, right. So. I didn't see it on the list. I didn't see it on the preview, the invite. I didn't see it on there.
Okay. Well, that's good that they had it.
Mm-hmm. I tell you, man, I didn't really, 16 is still too smoky for me.
Okay.
You know, but 12 was nice. 12 was nice. 12 is more like chocolate that's not, hasn't, like bitter chocolate. 12 has more bitter chocolate in it. 16 is straight up like
smoke.
Like a smoked meat product, kind of. A little too much, right?
I don't know. Smoked beer sounds pretty good right now.
Yeah. It was tasty. Just, it was really high on the smoke.
Okay.
But dude, the one I liked the most was probably the, they had a mocha milk stout, which was nice.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. The coffee brown ale was good. I was really surprised, man. They had a couple IPAs on. They had a porter, just called 12 Porter.
Okay.
Yeah. These were all solid options.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. They just make good beer, right?
Yeah. It's like, I mean, who knew, man?
I knew. I've been drinking that for a long
time. Yeah. You've been drinking them for a while, man. This was my first spin. Mm-hmm. One of the guys was there, and he was talking about how, you know, they're in Juneau, Alaska, right? And how, like, there are no roads to Juneau, Alaska, which still is kind of bizarre to me, right? He's like, yeah, everything is 98% barge, and then it comes into Washington State, where these independent truckers, you know, pick up their beer, and, you know, based on where it's going, they'll decide if they want to take the load. It's like, sounds like some eastbound and down shit, right? Like,
okay.
Really bizarre setup. I'm like, you do that right now? He's like, yeah, that's the only way to get our beer. And I'm like, well, you know, they've been around since 86. That's longer than Goose Island.
Yeah.
And he's like, a lot of the fishing industry in Alaska, all these fishermen in the off season would go to bars in Seattle and they would take some of this beer with them. And then, you know, after a while, word caught on and, you know, they were just like, hey, we need this beer from Alaska.
We need it all year long.
We need it all year long, you know? That's cool. And that's how things got rolling for them, you know, in the late 80s, early 90s.
Mm-hmm. And so, that smoked porter is one of the most award-winning beers.
Yeah, they said 22 times it's been awarded at JBF, and the closest second to them is like 10 years.
Okay.
I forget who that was. We'll probably have that next episode. But yeah, it was a great party, man. I had a good time with those guys. So.
Cool. When you were heading over there, I was heading over to Beguile for some skee ball and some beer.
Right.
Heading there again tonight. Well, later this evening.
Oh, dude, they got you hooked, man.
I'm on the team. I got to keep playing. And then I got to keep drinking these APAs so they put some other stuff on. but yeah, always good time over there. They did say they do have a lot of APAs on right now, and that's just what they do. You got to drink them so they make room for some new stuff.
Yeah.
And they should have some new things coming up here maybe this week or in the next couple weeks. So.
Yeah.
So always a good time.
I think I'm switching gears to this Oktoberfest, man. Lupita, she's having a good time on this bottle, Lupita.
Yeah.
I think I'm,
You can't drink the...
It's coming in. It's big.
Big. Drinking a 10% beer and doing a podcast is kind of tough at times. I know.
hard knock life here, right?
Yeah. All right. So that was both of our, Tuesday evening?
Yes.
And then was it Wednesday you were heading over to the Half Acre party?
Yeah. So Half Acre, they opened a few days before that to the public, but they had like a little hang, you know, a little industry hang on Wednesday. They're usually closed on Wednesdays. So this was them opening up. It was kind of like friends and family night, basically.
Oh, cool.
Right. So, you know, I'm walking down there. You know, and I walked past the Spiteful guys, and I'm like, "That's right, you guys are like right next door."
Oh, really?
He's like, cool. "Yeah, man, we're rolling. They're gonna be in United Center this fall.
Awesome."
And you know, they're trying to hit it hard, man. Oh, and then you get to Half Acre, and then everybody's there. You know, Greg Hall's in the corner. You know, the Metro guys are there. The Spiteful guys are there. You know, I spent a lot of time hanging at the bar with Jonathan Cutler from Peace, Brewmaster Peace's dad, Jonathan Cutler, who we've had on the show.
Yeah, Dick Cutler.
You know, hanging out. You know, talking. And, you know, we were admiring the Half Acre Oktoberfest, you know, because he was doing samples. And
the Lagertown, right?
Lagertown, right. And I was really impressed. You know, I wanted to give it a spin because the only one I've had was the Buckle Down, you know. And this one's a little bigger, like 6.5%, you know, heavy on the that malt caramel note, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed it. And, oh, so that's – oh, and then we took a tour to place with Phil McFarlane.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
How did it compare to the last time we were there? Was the episode we did with Gabriel?
Yeah, we shot about a year ago. Mm-hmm. So they've been there since 2014, and he was saying that you know, the original brew house and on Lincoln, right?
Yeah.
That brew house, you know, it had several previous owners, right? Like Lagunitas and Ska, and you know, and one other brewery. Uinta.
Okay.
They all own that brew house. And then, so by the time they got it, you know, it was, you know.
It was worn in.
It was ready. It was ready to go. They were rocking it. But, you know, they just ran out of capacity. You know, they dropped Gossamer because they needed to make more beer. And they said, hey, you won't see any crazy, like, you know, how Lagunitas does, like, quarts. And Lagunitas does, like, you know, 24 packs and all this wild shit. They're like, you won't see any of that there. But they do have, you know, they're going to do some fun one-off four packs. But really just spread beyond Chicago city limits because that's all they could do before.
Right. You know? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, but what else? Oh, yeah. They, so this new brew house is like, it's a 30 barrel system, but they got these 120 barrel fermenters.
Yeah. They were huge because when we were walking around a year ago, it looked like they had space to expand, and I bet they even have more in now than we saw.
It felt like they had maybe like 20 of those things, man.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they're rolling out, man. So we, it was good to hang out with those guys. I was really excited for those guys because it doesn't seem like, you know, it seems like art and creativity is what they're about. And, you know, they just needed a bigger space to do that.
Yeah.
Like they're not trying to be like, you know, mechanical about it. and, you know, just have this like this national footprint. You know, I just want to make more beer for here and have more space to play in.
Right.
You
okay. Know?
So
that's cool.
Yeah. Oh, and it's a woodwork. They're woodworkers, so all the handles are made by them. Yeah. They had 20 of their own beers on tap, and they were saying that, you know, one of the bartenders, like her boyfriend is like really into woodwork, so they everything you see is like made in house, basically.
Right, because they have a woodworking shop, or they did a year ago in the back there. Yeah. So
their whole dining area is like, you know, put together by them, which was actually pretty cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Any of the beers you said you were drinking, Lagertown, but any of them, any other ones you try that, like,
for sure. Bourbon Barrel Aged Big Hugs was on. That was nice.
Okay.
Orin, which was another one of our big stouts, was on. I really fell for a beer called Dungeons. It was like a very fruit forward IPA. You know, I give them a lot of credit, man, because, oh, and there's a the Big North, the name of a beer. The name of the party was a Big North, but Big North is also like a lactose pale ale.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, big and juicy, but then it drops off as dry and clean, finishes.
Yeah.
Like, and then, yeah, man, I'm just surprised at how many different flavors and profiles are able to pull out of that IPA pale ale range. You know, it's always exciting to go there and, like, you know, like the Dungeons, you know, really does taste different from, you know, Gone Away, which does taste different from Vallejo. You know, like, they're different. You know, they taste different. So
that's cool. So yeah. Is the space now open that anyone can go there, drink, eat as well?
Yeah, they have a full kitchen, and then they have like 21 taps, and the beer garden, which is killer, and then I believe they're open Thursday through Sunday for now. They said they'll change it going forward. And, you know, I give them a lot of credit, man, because they're really expanding, you know, what the city is for us. You know what I mean? As far as, like, you know, like full-on destinations in the city. Like,
right, that's almost the end. It's like Bowmanville, then basically you have Rogers Park.
There, right, so. Right. So this is like a new destination for us. And the Spiteful guys were reminding me, like, you know, yeah, Empirical's right down the street. You know, and then right after that is Hopleaf. You know, that's all. And then Spiteful's right there. So this is like a nice little Sunday fun day. And then you can always get there because the Metra Ravenswood stop is right there. Damon and Western buses run all the time.
Yeah.
So even though it's off in like a neighborhood, it's if you're up for the adventure, it's not that hard to get to.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah. Cool. So.
All right. Let's see, you make it anything else then last week, or was that about it? Tuesday, Wednesday, done.
I think Tuesday, Wednesday was yeah, we hit it hard and then we got out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I ventured way out of the city up to Rockford.
Right on. Whoa.
And I was over at Cardale Brewing.
Yeah.
They're right there in downtown Rockford. Friends who are from Rockford have been talking about this brewery for years and being like, you gotta try them, you gotta do a hopcast, you gotta review these beers.
No kidding. So the only brewery I've heard of up there is the vegan brew pub.
Is that Prairie?
No, it's in McChesney Park. Pigs.
Oh, Pig Mines.
Pig Mines.
Yeah, that's in a suburb of Rockford.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But so there's that one. There's also like Prairie Street Ales or Prairie Ales up there as well. But Cardale, their beers are pretty good. I had the Irish Stout. It was kind of just one because we were up there for a funeral.
Oh, man.
So
yeah,
just like heading back. It takes about an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes to get to get there or to get home. Yeah. So it's quite a trek.
Rockford, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The cool brewery, I know I posted a picture on our Instagram. Mm-hmm. Don't see their beer unless you're in Rockford. So that was cool.
We joke about, it's not really a joke, like how craft beer really does change the road trip forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I dig the fact that you can go to some of these remote places and shit, there's more than one brewery.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Awesome. That does it for my week then. Should we dive into some of the things coming up this week?
Let's do it, man. Let's see. Let's get back to the Alaskan guys, man. They're still partying. So on the Thursday, the 21st, they're going to be at Whirly Ball, another place we've recorded the podcast.
Oh, nice.
There's a Whirly Ball Alaskan beer dinner. You're going to get four courses and an hour of bowling for $35, man. And, you know, their food is pretty good, man. I say it's just like it's your classic, you know, it's your classic bar food.
Barish food, yeah.
You know, but they do a good job with it.
Uh-huh.
And then they got bowling balls, that look like they look like pool balls.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool.
And then there's laser tag, which you know I kill it at every time I show up.
And whirly ball.
Yeah, but you know I'm not as good with whirly ball. Yeah. But that's a fun place.
Nice. I'd probably be there. I won't be there next week, but I'll probably be there in a couple weeks for an event.
So. Right on. So that's on Thursday the 21st.
Nice.
Let's see. Friday
kicks off a 312 block party.
Man, 312 block party. Big weekend, man. 312 block party and the Brooklyn Beer Mansion.
Okay.
Yeah, and these are both two-day events.
Yeah.
So Friday and Saturday for both, the brew pub for Goose, or the tap room, actually, the production brewery, that's where block party is going
to
be, right?
Right. So that's over on Fulton Street. It continues to get bigger and bigger every year.
Yeah.
Every time I go there, you have to walk so far to get around. There's tons of people there. It's just taking up so much space now. There's food trucks. The band lineup is pretty great. I think there's like Ted Leo and the Pharmacists, Animal Collective, a handful of other like indie rock bands.
Yeah, I went once a couple years ago, and they turned one of the barrel warehouses into a stage. And then the street was another stage.
Mm-hmm.
The tap room was pouring like all kinds of BCS. It was really fun. It was a good way to end the summer.
Yeah. And I believe the event is free. You just have to give a donation, or at least last year it was just a donation to a cause.
Yeah.
And then you buy beer. No, it's like, I think it's like $4 a token or something like that. Four or $5 a token.
And every one of those crews that can go really deep into the vault and bring out some really fun variants of some of their classics.
Right, yeah.
So those parties are always nice.
Mm-hmm. So Friday kicks off at 5 p.m., I think goes till about 10. I'm not sure the start time on Saturday, but it's probably around like noon or 1 or something like that.
Yeah, right on. All right.
And then, the Brooklyn thing, so where's that?
Brooklyn's going to be in West Loop at Morgan Manufacturing, or Morgan's on Fulton, they're calling it now. So yeah, big event space. That's a $45 ticket.
Okay.
And you get like unlimited pours, and then you get your traditional take home glass kind of thing. That's $45 from 6 to 10 on both Friday and Saturday. But there's some local guest taps there too, like, you know, Weiner, Mars, Beguile. Nice. All these guys are going to be there too. So, and I've actually never been to that one. So I'm going to try to make it over there.
Cool. Okay. That sounds pretty solid. Anything else then competing with those this weekend?
Oh, yeah. On Saturday is the Das Buenos. It's the second annual Oktoberfest over at Cruz Blanca.
Okay.
So that's in West Loop, a couple blocks down from Haymarket. Yeah, that'll be from noon to 4. That's a $22 ticket. There's four beers there. There's going to be live bands. They have like a Stein competition and a bunch of other fun stuff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, okay. I went to that last year. Very enjoyable.
Stein competitions are tough. It is a lot harder to like hold a full Stein for a long period of time.
Like, and then sometimes they make you like hold it like far like, away from your body. You know?
And you start to shake, and if you like spill any of it, you're out.
You're done.
But then you just have to drink it. So. Yeah.
But if you've never been to Cruz Blanca, I'd say check it out. Tacos, beer, like West Loop, the West Loop Brew Pub.
Yeah.
Solid place.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anything else then this weekend?
Man, I think that's all I got, man.
Okay. I know the Penrose event is next weekend, right? The 29th?
Next weekend already? Damn, you're right.
It's the last weekend of the month. They have a really cool event coming up. I know Tom Corder reached out to us about that. So
yeah, it's their first annual festival of sours.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you should check it out. It's like, go to their website for more information, but it's like, if you want a beer dinner option with a bunch of sour ales, that's available to you. Along with a general admission for the event the next day. And then, of course, there's a standalone ticket just for Saturday.
So that's the 29th, 30th. So that's the last weekend of the month. We're already talking about the end of September here.
Man.
Yikes.
Right.
Damn. All right. Well, that does it for all the events happening this coming weekend, or at least the ones we came across. There's always more.
Right on.
So check out our Facebook page. We try to share other ones there, especially if it's just like a tap takeover or a bottle release, or maybe someone's doing just like a fundraiser where it's like proceeds go to this thing. Like we'll throw those up on Facebook and let you know about it.
Yeah, right on.
Before we get out of here, we always end with some beer news. What's been happening?
Oh, man, let's talk about it. So we hung out at Half Acre this week.
Mm-hmm.
Their big North party drew 1,600 people, man. Yeah. So that's a lot of people. Those are like House of Blues numbers right there.
Yeah.
You know, and they got 100,000 square foot space. So they had themselves a good old time, man. That was my last week was my first half acre party. I've never been to a half acre party.
Okay.
Brewer's Eve, the party we've been to, that Josh Siegel, who's been on a show, it's one of his 12 parties he throws over the year. Brewer's Eve is moving, man.
Where's it going?
They're going to, apparently someone has a wedding that was scheduled like 3 years in advance, and it's happening that weekend. So they're moving to, goddamn. It's in Ravenswood. Artifacts.
It's like Salvage One. It's like the.
It's basically the Salvage One of Ravenswood.
Yeah, it's not as cool as Salvage One, but it's right. It's the same idea.
It's comparable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ancient Artifacts. It's not Ancient Artifacts, but that place. Artifacts.
Okay.
God damn! What's the name of that place?
I don't know.
I'm the one doing the news. I should fucking know the name of the place.
I don't know. Yeah. I know of it. I just haven't been there.
Yeah. So it's moving. That sucks, man. I like Salvage One. And then it's like really easy to get to. It's right there. It's right around the corner from Goose. It's by the United Center.
Yeah,
it's centrally located.
You're probably going to get a different group of people up at this one now. So that's good because there aren't a lot of cabs or like calling a Lyft or Uber there. It's like a dead zone a little bit. Cool. So that's up in Ravenswood. All right. So those tickets will probably go on sale soon, really. Like, we're already talking here end of September.
Yeah. The spot is called Architectural Artifacts. That's the name of the place. Okay. The name of the space. Sorry.
All right.
It was driving me nuts. I had to find it.
You had to look it up. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. That's what.
Yeah, that's going to be that's a good party. I like that party a lot. I feel like this place is just as big, if not bigger.
Oh, cool. Then anything else happening?
Yeah. So talk to the Three Floyds crew a little bit.
Yeah.
They've gotten permission from the city of Munster to paint the Munster Welcome to Munster Water Tower.
They are gonna
Three Floyds is gonna paint the Welcome to Munster the iconic Welcome to Munster Water Tower. Three Floyds has permission to paint it.
Can you believe that? Now gonna have Three Floyds characters probably all over it, right?
Behemoth and our friend Robert the Bruce and the Dark Lord. So the only condition is that they have to keep it has to say Town of Munster, obviously.
Yeah.
And it has to keep the American flag.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
All right.
I'm curious to see how this turns out. I'm interested
because you can see the water tower from their like parking lot.
Yeah. Right. It's kind of associated with them. It's super close. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's right there. Yeah. The Fishman's guys, they say that they're going to open by the end of the month.
Oh, okay. Where's the new spot?
The new spot is just a mile north of the old spot. So this is at the original Six Corners, man. So what's that? Like Cicero, Irving, Milwaukee, that intersection up at Jefferson Park.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think they kept all this beer that they were sitting on? Because they have this.
Man, I don't know.
They had this crazy just back catalog of stuff.
Yeah, that's true. And they would hold it for parties and really just blow it out. And they were really heavy on the Chicago scene. They strike me as the crew that could get like reloaded really fast with anything they wanted.
Maybe, yeah. Okay.
Let's see what else is going on. Oh, it sounds like Founders CBS Canadian Breakfast Stout is gonna make its return on December 1st.
Whoa.
Yeah. So that's coming out.
That's gonna drive people just crazy. Like that beer is tasty, but people go nuts over that beer.
Yeah. That's one of my favorites. It was one of the original ones. One of the original whales from like when I first started getting into beer. Mm-hmm.
I remember having it on the way back from the Racine Brewfest that happened last weekend at this place called, is it Uncle Mike's or Uncle Julio's?
Mm-hmm. Up there.
Yeah, up there in.
All I know is the Brass Stop.
Yeah, it's like just past the border, near, not too far from Gurnee and stuff like that. So I think it's across the border. But yeah, Uncle Mike's or Uncle Julio's or something like that. So CBS. I remember having it there.
they do, this was CBS and then there's KBS. So I think KBS is aged in caves, barrel aged in caves, bourbon barrel aged in caves with like chocolate and coffee.
Okay. And caves?
In caves, they got caves up there. The caves, the infamous caves of Grand Rapids.
Okay.
And then CBS, I believe, is where they get the maple syrup barrels.
Yeah.
That previously held bourbon, then held syrup, and then holds beer. I think that's how that works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
All right, one more bit of news, man. Big Star, you know, in Wicker Park, they have launched a whiskey locker program. So they're offering a chance to have, like, you get pre-arranged pours and the sale of one-time bottles of whiskey if you sign up for this locker program. So apparently the first bottle is Pappy 25, man. So it sounds like it's a one-time release, and there's 700 bottles, and they'll give you access to these bottles. So it sounds like, yeah, you can buy.
What's Pappy 25 cost now?
Man, I don't know.
Because I remember.
Mean, it probably retails for like 100, but yeah. I definitely, it sells for sure. It sells for like six times
that. Yeah, I think it used to retail for like 100. Yeah. I think it's like, one, it's hard to get now.
Yeah.
And it probably goes for like 500,000.
Because they had the big, you know, there was the Pappy heist. Like someone broke in to Buffalo Trace and stole a bunch of Pappy like a few years ago. And then ever since then. And it wouldn't surprise me if that was an inside job, right? But either way.
I guess, maybe,
but
yeah.
the price went up after right. that, man. Yeah.
So a whiskey locker, you're going to buy this bottle. Mm-hmm. They're going to keep your bottle there for when you come in. You can be like, I'm bottle number 85. Here's my little card or name. Then they can come out and you can get pours of it, right? That's how those usually work, right?
That's how those work, yeah.
Usually you see them with wine lockers, but once you have one, like you drink that wine. But yeah. Whiskey is going to stay there for a long time. This seems so impractical for them to like, where are they putting these lockers at?
I have no idea. I've been to Big Star. It's not that big.
Yeah, they have more room now because they bought that space next to Dove
Luncheonette. Okay.
That's where they do like the carry out now.
Yeah.
Do they just have like those Amazon lockers next door now? Like,
either that or there's a basement or something.
It's gotta be a basement.
Yeah. So they're offering the first two bottles. One's gonna be the Pappy 25. The second one's gonna be Knob Creek's 25th anniversary.
Do they say how much they are?
They don't say how much the Knob Creek is. The cost for is this real? The cost for 1 ounce of the Pappy is $113.
Yes, yeah, I told you. It's ridiculous.
And $226 for 2 ounces.
Yeah, the cost for Pappy is stupid.
Wow.
So, but that's not even buying a bottle. That's just buying the ounce.
Yeah, it does is offer you a prearranged 1 or 2 ounce pour. Yeah.
But then you don't even get the bottle. So I'm confused by this whiskey locker thing. This doesn't really make sense.
You know, I'm going to go there and get the whiskey of the day.
Which is $3 and a taco?
It's usually like $3.
I'm going to get a Tecate.
And, you know, I might get a Tecate, or I usually go with a Scurry from Off Color, and then I'm out.
Yeah.
This here is that's a little too advanced for me.
Yeah, like I'm all for like good whiskey and good booze at places or getting them and having them. But once you start dropping $200 on like a little pour at a bar,
yeah,
you're in like a whole nother level. Like, I'll do that at home where I can sit back and think about it. At the bar,
yeah,
you're just like, I gotta get out of here, right? You know, you're not sitting there like sipping on your like 2 ounce $200 pondering life.
You're not sipping on that. You might get 2 ounces and get it in a snifter. You might do that for $226.
Whew.
There you go, man. But you know, some people are about that life, Brad. That's, you know, this is for them.
I guess I'm gonna drink my $4 beers and yeah, probably have a better or even better time than you.
Because you won't think about it, right? Yeah, you won't think about it when you're doing that. Like that was my biggest knock. Like I love the beers from Avery, like the Rumpkin, and
yeah,
they're big barrel aged beers. But sometimes you go there and it's a 12 ounce bottle, and it's like, oh yeah, we need 30 for that 12 ounce bottle. And it kind of takes the fun out of it a little bit,
I guess. But
dude, I mean, like we said, man, this is Pappy, and you know, we go to some breweries, if you go to the brewery where it should be a little cheaper, you get a 4-pack sometimes, and a 4-pack might cost you $18 at the brewery.
Yeah.
If there's any time to do this and hike things up, like, the now would be the time, right?
I guess, yeah.
And, but, you know, hey.
And if you're dropping $200 on a pour like that, you probably don't care.
You don't
care. That's your equivalent to $4.
Like, right.
Whatever, man. I want this Pappy.
You'll be that guy.
Yeah.
You know, doing it with Pappy at the bar.
And that's how prices in Chicago get out of control.
We could thank Goose for this, man. You know, Rare was $50 a bottle. I think if the Rare didn't wasn't $50 a bottle.
Oh yeah, and that was Pappy.
Oh yeah, see, so on both sides for the price hike and for introducing us all to Pappy.
They hyped up Pappy a little too much for the masses. Man, we gotta find some underground whiskey and start doing that. Who's making it in their bathtub? Let's find them.
Just get some bathtub gin and go blind for a few hours.
All right, I'll just go Malort. That's it. Screw you guys. I got Malort.
That's it for news, man.
All right. Let's get out of here then. Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter, at B-Rad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. I know I was talking to the Bulldog guys, or guy and girl, on Twitter.
Oh,
I think
right
we'll
on.
Have an episode coming up. They're coming back from their honeymoon.
I feel like we were talking about them recently, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe here in early October, we'll have them on, because they're coming back from their honeymoon.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, find out what they've been up to. Give us a chance to try their beer. I haven't seen it in the store, so excited for that. So look for that episode coming soon. Then I mentioned our Facebook page. Like we said, we share other events there, things we come across, / Chicago Beer Pass. Instagram, blowing that up, Chicago Beer Pass. And then the website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes are posted there, links to iTunes, Stitcher, the YouTube version as well. But I'll do it. Let's get out of here.
Cheers.